I'm going to take you on a brief tour of Screwturn Wiki, and what better place to do that than the Screwturn Wiki homepage. The website is actually run by Screwturn Wiki itself, and it's a pretty standard wiki engine. So you can see here the main page, we've got our navigation down the left, and our main content over in the middle here. I can go ahead and discuss a page. I can go ahead and view a page. If I view the page, I can see the wiki markup. This is the public site, so I don't have publishing rights to it. But if I did, if I didn't need to be logged in, then I could go ahead and edit this wiki markup, come down to the bottom, and there would be a save button down here, which would allow me to update it. Let's go ahead and go back. And there's also a history. So this shows me all the updates and who updated it. Dario Solera is the developer and maintainer of Screwturn Wiki, so no surprise that all the edits to the homepage were done by him. One of the other nice features of Screwturn is I can actually compare. So by default, I'm comparing the current revision to the previous one, so I can hit compare. And it shows any added and removed text. There's a built-in little differencing engine, so you can see here what was added and removed from the homepage in that last edit. I can also go back and compare arbitrary revisions. So I can see, okay, what changed between version 160 and 166? Go ahead, do a comparison, and it highlights all the differences. Let's go back to our main page. I can browse any of these links. And once again, we still have all of the standard discuss, view page. Here, actually, we've got some discussions. So here it's showing me everything that's going on has been discussed on about this page. And can view source and history again. Now, in terms of source code, it's a pretty standard ASP.NET application. If we come over here, we're going to focus on the web application part of it. There's a bunch of supporting libraries for plugin providers so that you can store things in a database versus the file system, depending on where you want to store users and content and files. There's also there's a ACL engine for security. There's a bunch of core pieces. But right now we're going to be focusing on the web application, and it's using pretty vanilla ASP.NET code. You can see we've got ASPX pages, we've got master pages, we also have ASP.NET controls. Here we've got our main master page, pretty standard HTML code. You can see we've got some literals in here, and down here we have our content placeholder, where particular pages will insert their own content. So for instance, here's default ASPX. We're going to target this particular content placeholder, CPH master, which was defined over here. So ASP.NET content is going to get dropped in a bunch of supporting JavaScript files, but we've got pretty standard spans and divs, image buttons, ASP.NET controls. It's a standard ASP.NET 2.0 website. If we look at the code behind, really nothing unusual. We're deriving from master page. We've got some code on page load. We've got some helper functions. Things are divided out into little submethods so that we have a better sense of what's going on. Same thing with default ASPX. Very standard code that you see in any typical ASP.NET application. So we're going to be working with this code base for the next 9 weeks and seeing what kind of improvements we can make to it.